free speech is what it's all about. I guess they think free speech is you go get a box and go stand out in the city court like they used to in the days. Yeah. And you might get 10 people listen to you. See, the problem with TikTok is you can get up what you say, and I can hear a million people can listen to you instantly.
Yeah.
And they can't control that. They can't pull the plug on you. They can't go kick the box out of there like they used to. Hey, my friends. Welcome to People Bring Profit. Thank you for joining our podcast today. I'm Chris Alexa, CEO and founder of Aspire to Be Hospitality Group. I want to remind you right now, please go hit the subscribe button. Call to action, everybody. I get tweets, everything. Everybody send us a message, but you're not hitting the subscribe button. Please go do it. How are you doing today, guys?
We're doing good.
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 It's Monday.
Yeah. Kimberly Alexa over here, my beautiful wife, CFO of our company.
Yeah.
And then Justin Smith over here.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank y'all for tuning in, though, today. Seriously, no, go hit the subscribe button. But, hey, we had a great topic recently that we kind of came up with, and this one kind of spurred off of that, what we did a couple weeks ago. And this is the whole thing about this TikTok.
Yeah, it's popular right now.
I'm blown away when I'm watching the news about TikTok, about the federal government wanting to take TikTok down. And I called you guys in here, and I said, hey, I know we got to talk about some stuff, and we have a bunch of stuff on our list to talk about on the calendar, but this seems important to me because it has to do a lot with business, because there's a lot of businesses that deal with TikTok.
Whether you're using it to market your business or sell a product or just learn and control the algorithm and control your feed, I love TikTok. I use it.
Yeah,
I do too. Yeah, it's interesting to me.
You kind of got me on it.
I enjoy everybody's, yeah.
You got me on it, my daughter's on it, and the dancing on it. And I don't understand everything that's happening to it. But they're going after this company, the federal government, wanting to take it away, take it down. I guess it's owned by a company, a China or somebody, right?
Yeah. They say it's threatening our national security.
Yeah.
I mean, TikTok is.
Because they got access to my phone. Well, so does Facebook and all the others.
Yeah.
Right? And so does the federal government. And I don't trust you more than I trust TikTok. Crap, no.
For sure.
So I don't understand it. Why they're wanting to take TikTok down. They're wanting to say that China, I guess the government, can come in here and get access to it. I don't believe that's the truth.
Yeah. From what I understand, from what I read, the company that owns it, they're vowing that they're not going to share the information with China's government. So I don't know what the big ordeal is about this conversation or around this topic, but apparently it's a huge one, because I think this is the fastest bill that's ever been passed by both parties in the
they're trying to control
our record history.
Yeah. They want to control the narrative, because there's this, when TikTok came out in China, the mindset was like, oh, it's all educational. And then it came to the US and it's all, you know, teenagers dancing and all things that fry your brain. Well, guess what? That's not the case. I type leadership into TikTok and I'm watching leadership clips and I'm controlling what I see.
Yeah.
And I type that in and I see ones I agree with, I don't agree with, but guess what? Tomorrow I start, it's sprinkled in the things that are in my feed.
Yeah.
So all these social media platforms, it's what you use it for. It boggles my mind though that like that narrative has to be controlled, yet people can come in and buy a farm, grow raw materials and send it back to their country, and that's not threatening national security.
100%.
That's not conflicting, and I'm not saying that I'm against it, but it's just it's much more of a threat, someone coming and buying an apartment or growing a raw material, than it is them controlling my social media feed.
That's a whole topic there, because I feel like the federal government, when I look at TikTok, I look at like inspirational stuff, entrepreneur stuff, business stuff. Yeah, I get some dance videos that pop in. It's quite fun because I laugh at them and I may want to see it, but then I'll get a lot of Donald Trump stuff, and then I'll get a lot of Joe Biden stuff. And I like both of them because I laugh at both, and it gives me an open-minded perspective of what others are thinking. So shut up and let me watch that. I want to see it. I feel like the government's trying to control what we watch.
Yeah.
I mean, they want to say China, Russia controls what they watch. They're shutting this down because they don't want us to watch stuff.
Irregardless of the content, I believe these platforms have gone to this model of like all the robot's doing is trying to get what you would want to see next. It doesn't matter if it's political. It doesn't matter if it's dancing or things that might add value to your business. It just wants you to see the next video. And that means that the government and the powers that be don't have control on what we see next. And then we start being the news.
Yeah.
We control our own news. We create the news because we get to talk about what we want to talk about. And if you like my mindset, I show up in your feed. Someone's not okay with that.
That's right.
That blows my mind that someone's not okay with that. I control my own destiny.
Absolutely.
If I don't see your views, then I will turn you off and you will no longer show up on my feed because I won't be clicking anywhere near your views.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just, it's me controlling my own destiny. So why are they trying to control what I see? I want to see what I want to see.
Well, it goes
back. But my thing is, why TikTok? Facebook's the same way.
Oh, they're
Instagram's
the worst.
The same yeah. way.
Well, because TikTok is owned by a company that started in China. Now, they put the database in Dallas now, I think, that's run the database because the United States, the government, the senators, and the houses are afraid that they're going to dig in and get something. And the China was, they moved it to Dallas. But, you know, that's what so they can call Facebook, they can call Instagram, and they can call ABC, CBS, all these other CNNs and put what they want on there and cut what they want off. That's why Twitter boy bought it out, you know, Elon Musk, because he bought it because they were shutting down a certain side of a people's opinion. So they can't do that to China. They can't go to TikTok and say, hey, we don't want you to show that and suppress that, because they've proven that Facebook and all those others were doing that.
Yeah. They and human nature is to be versatile. So, sure, if you're all in on TikTok for your business or selling something, you know, I'm sorry that that's the only platform that you went all in on, but you've got to be on all platforms, and they're very similar to each other. But if TikTok goes down, it's just going to move to Instagram or Facebook, or the next best thing's going to come up. We have freedom of speech. And, you know, frankly, I think we should be using these platforms more to catch the bad stuff that's out there.
Yeah. You should be watching the people that are posting bad stuff or whatever they're posting and catch them instead of trying to shut the whole platform down. You know?
Yeah. Where my mind goes, if it's not TikTok, it's Bebop.
I love where your mind goes. Yeah. When you say that,
they're going to come up with something else, you know, and something else that we're going to all join because we want to be a part of it, because the teenagers want to be a part of it. So are we going to continue to spend our wills? You know, is our government going to shutting the next one down, wasting our taxpayers' dollars on shutting the next one down? As long as they haven't proven that they've done anything directly, right? No. I haven't read anything that they've proven that this is a national threat. They just suspect that this could be, because if this company ever does sell, which the company is vowing that they never would sell our information, but if they did, this would be the threat, is what I understand. So what's the difference?
I tell you what.
Facebook could sell too. Instagram could sell too.
I talk about things in my kitchen, and it's just crazy to me that tomorrow, like, Alexa will have that on the screen.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They're all listening. So how come Amazon isn't at stake here? Because really all this is about of like access to the stuff that's on your phone. Most of the apps you have, whether it's a game, a shopping app, you're opting into giving them all that anyway.
Yeah. That's right.
You're not reading who's reading the fine terms of these things that we're downloading?
Yeah, and every time Apple has an update, if you don't go in there and slide the little thing, the notation, they're listening. Yeah. You've given them permission just through
updates. And you have to do it because things stop working.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a certain, you talk about they've been digging into TikTok trying to figure out if they're sharing stuff. Well, I tell you one thing, they've been digging and they found stuff about the, you know, let's not say his name, but, you know, he's a son to the president and he got a job and, you know, somewhere getting paid millions to be on some board and he didn't know what the heck he was doing.
Yeah.
And they've proven that.
Yes.
But they ain't going to do nothing about it. No. But, you know, you go to Facebook. Like, why don't go after Facebook? Because Facebook, I got online the other night because we're talking about our senior daughter's trip, right? She wants to go somewhere. All her friends want to go somewhere, all inclusive. So I'm looking up all on Google. And then next thing I know, I go to my Facebook page and every other ad's all inclusive. In Cabo or Cancun.
Right.
I'm like, I went on Facebook. I was on Google and it shared it because they're all buying intel from each other. And then I want to go another thing. The scam stuff. I ain't never been scammed on TikTok. But we get scammed all the time on Facebook somehow. They stealing people's identity.
Oh, yeah.
And Facebook's not even doing anything about it. Mm-hmm. I had to pay to buy the check mark to keep them because they kept trying to get in my account. Every day I got somebody's trying to get in your account. That's not me. Now, yeah, they said the only way I can do it is pay to this check mark. And now they have to, like, two authenticates, whatever, keys to get into it. But then I have a good friend of ours. We talked about this the other day. She posted her Facebook page, hey, I got some Taylor Swift tickets. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's, like, trying to buy them, DM. And then she gets on there, her husband goes, hey, that's not our Facebook page. Somebody stole it a month ago, and we've been telling them shut it down, and they won't. So please report it. So I went there and reported, hey, this is a fraudulent account. It's still up today. They stole that lady's identity. And they're out ripping all her friends and her family off, trying to sell a Dooney purse or whatever them new purses are y'all wear.
It's probably someone not in China, probably someone maybe in Indonesia or somewhere like that that has hacked the Facebook account.
Yeah, but
you know, it's not even so for us to target China. It's just, I don't know. It blows my mind.
Well, it's sad that we're focused on this one brand, and there's a lot of people that do business with that. There's a lot of business ties in there, and I mean, I just get frustrated because it's another way for them to censor us.
Yes, it really is, the way I see it, unless they're just not telling us something.
You know, I just worry about all the scams out there, the other scams that we could be focused on. They're scamming every old person every day by the cell phone. They're calling them, but why are we looking at that? Because they're from Russia. They're from Indonesia. They might be from China, too. But why don't you go after that? How are they getting cell phone numbers? It's easy to track a cell phone number, right? Because they're calling me from a 409 number. Hey, I want to buy your land.
Yeah.
I want to buy your car. Can I send you a check? You know, and they're ripping people off. But we're focused on TikTok. Pay attention to people because that's the reason they can censor you. And they don't want their stuff to be exposed. Because somebody can see them out, have a video of them, posting it. And boom. But, you know, Justin, you hit something right, man. I read an article the other day where some China-based company from China bought a steel mill in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And so what if we need steel to make some ships or tanks when it's time, if we ever need it? God forbid we don't ever need it. And they shut that thing. I mean, China going to say, no, we ain't making y'all no steel.
Yeah.
So we're going to make paper boats, wood boats, go back to wood. But they made it that we can't even grow wood anymore because a bunch of green peace people shut us down, cutting down pine trees.
You want government control? How about the idea of like IDs? Like your business needs an EIE number or EIN number to have a social media account or TikTok, and the same thing as a person. Like what would not work about that? Whether it's voting or having social, because there's fraud going on. There's people stealing identities. There's trafficking going on. There's all kinds of abuse across the board. It's not being policed. It's not being managed. Like, let's get some task force and some things that we see actually being in action before we decide that, like, the platform as a whole doesn't work.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Or let's find a good, solid, reputable American company that can buy them. There's people like Rumble I just saw is making an offer to buy TikTok.
Yeah.
So how is that going to go down? No longer. I'm very surprised Elon even got Twitter. And now that he has Twitter, I don't think they'll ever allow something like that to happen again.
No, they will, Justin. Me and Kim talked about the other day. We were watching a TV show the other day, a news channel. What's the guy that's one of the Shark Tank guys, you know?
Cuban?
No, the other guy, the ball hitting guy.
Oh, yeah, O'Leary.
Yeah. Kevin O'Leary was talking about, hey, I'm already planning up to buy that thing. I'm putting a group together to buy TikTok. I'm like, see, they're going to force this company out of business. Or, you know, like, hey, we're shutting you down, or you got to sell. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to sell it. Don't think there's some senators or somebody up there getting some deep pockets, getting paid to do that. That's how these guys get in there and make $100,000. What do they make, $150,000 a senator a year, and they walk out of there worth $20 million? I've been working my tail off all my life, and I ain't worth that much money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand it.
Who is using TikTok in business? What restaurants, personal, any of it? I would love to know how y'all use TikTok and if it's the only platform that you use or you're using all of them. I'm just super interested because we think about how we're going to maybe sell a t-shirt or get in business on TikTok. But like, I don't think of it as just one platform. It's always all of them.
Yeah.
And it's interesting why they're going after this one platform and just throwing China out there as an excuse.
Yeah, that is interesting. I'd like to know who, I know the legal company behind the name, but I'd like to know who started TikTok. I haven't done my research on that. Like, is it three kids in a basement in China that started this.
Like Facebook?
Yeah, like Facebook.
Microsoft, Facebook, you know?
Kim's mind's rolling because she's about to get a three.
I just want
to
know, like.
Three older people in a podcast room starting their own, what'd you call it, Bumby? What'd you call it?
Bebop.
Bebop.
That's the point, though. It's like that on-demand scroll of things that you want to watch next. That's not going away.
I have this question for you. You're always I'm always optimistic. Me and Justin are. Mm-hmm. But you're always very, you know, standing back. You're going to study it a little bit more. You watch TikTok. Are you worried about TikTok?
Never.
Never?
I haven't one concerned about it.
No. I got some, you get some good information off TikTok.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. And I see I do see businesses on there, and I'm glad you asked that question because I got to get with my Buffalo Wild Wings because I see Wingstop all the time on TikTok now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get business, I get workouts, I get just inspiration. All of it's fed through TikTok. I don't know what the
softball leadership.
Yeah. Actually, I
partnerships, make finance. Those are the things I'm seeing.
And they don't have anything but my name, my username, and my password. Maybe they can hack into that, I'm sure, and get that.
I ain't putting my social security number on
there. But I haven't put my social security number.
And I ain't put no credit card in there.
I don't do TikTok shop. I never have bought anything off TikTok.
I've always heard bad
things. I bought one Christmas present off TikTok.
How did it go?
did it work?
I bought a North Face jacket that was just a really good deal. And it some of these things you buy, it's like, oh, it'll be there from like, you know, 16 to 24 weeks. So you don't really know where it's coming
it's
from.
Coming from China.
It might be. And I got this jacket in the mail and I opened it up and it was like a $12 jacket. So I didn't have high expectations. It was not a North Face jacket, but they tried really hard to make it look like
a North Face
jacket. So shame on me. I probably didn't read the fine print on it, but there's lesson learned on all platforms. You can have that happen on Facebook Marketplace or eBay or any of them.
Yes.
It's a funny story though. And there's like the Temus out there. I mean, there's a lot of good success stories too of people. Yeah. You know, blowing up businesses because they've got great ideas and they didn't have access to get it in front of people.
That's what I worry about. Yeah. And that's why I want to kind of wrap it up on that part of it. On the business side, a lot of young dreamers, you know, started on TikTok. There's a lot of influencers on there. I did see an influencer, you know, tasting our Buffalo Wild Wings sauce, speaking of that. The new garlic, the honey
that
garlic.
That went through my scroll. Yeah. I know the one you're talking about because I looked and I was wondering if that was a organic or paid ad because it had like 34,000 hearts or likes.
I know.
Or whatever
those. Yeah, what I've always heard from influencers when you hire them, like Buffalo's would call them up and say, hey, I want you to taste our wings. You got to understand that they're going to say it's either good or it sucks. They have to be honest to their people or their people will write them off.
Yeah.
So, but that guy did it. He did our honey sriracha and the new honey garlic, which, holy crap, guys. If you hadn't had it, go try it.
So good.
Oh, it's a good sauce. But, you know, I think to go on that side of it, you know, and then you go back to the NBC, ABC, all these news affiliates, right? They're bought by the government. I feel like they're controlled by the government because every time I turn on ABC, CBS, the nightly news where I want to see my local weather and how the high school football, basketball teams did, I get, you know, liberal stuff just poured down my throat. And it's all negative on the other side and positive on this side, on the liberal side. And I think the only one that kind of somewhat goes the other way is Fox. You know, but Fox sometimes will go off rail a little bit too and start dogging out Trump or the conservatives a little bit. But, you know, that's what I said. This media is controlling us, and I'm afraid what they're doing can do it the same thing to us little folks. What they're doing to little folks on TikTok, they're going to shut their businesses down if they shut them down, you know?
Yeah.
And then they keep talking about the wealthy. They're going to tax the wealthy. Well, heck, the wealthy are getting even more wealthier. Believe me, the guys way above us are just eating.
Boy, they're getting rid of the filter because even on TikTok now, you can do a live marketplace where I can sell that. We can go live right now on TikTok and we can sell that Diet Coke and nobody can stop us from doing it. That, you know, that's crazy in itself too. They're getting rid of the middleman, the news.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, Fox, all of them probably have the best interest in giving us the public as much information as they possibly can, but it's still scripted, censored and delayed.
Yeah.
What we're putting on live right now is actually live, and we can go live as a three-person news organization, too. We can go right over to our B-dubs and say, hey, live from B-dubs, wings for a year, let's go. We used to have to engage with the news organization and they had rules, our company had rules, we can just do that. So the idea of total free speech is, I think, what probably a lot of these founders of these platforms wanted for us. And now it's actually coming to fruition, and we don't need, you know, the government. So I'm terrified that we might actually find out what's going on in this world.
I keep looking.
That's what I'm scared of.
I keep looking at Netflix to see if they're going to have a movie that's coming out, but then they'll shut down Netflix. You know?
yeah. Be careful.
Yeah, they censored those.
What's
too.
That show we watched the other day? Left Behind in America. What's it? The World Left Behind.
Yeah, The World.
They attacked our power
like
grid
that.
And
yeah.
all that was crazy.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen in this world today. And I don't understand it. I like your point, Kim. Prove it to me.
Yeah.
Before I get behind that, prove it. You're always a data girl.
Always the point. Yeah. That is the point.
And you'd back it if they were doing
absolutely.
Something, you know, definitely.
And that's why I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed on both sides of the aisle, the Democrats and the Republicans.
Because both of them are behind
one.
This.
Oh yeah. Like you are making a decision on behalf of us citizens without proving that this company is actually a threat to our national security or a threat to me individually.
Yeah.
It's just it feels like you've bought into a narrative that you haven't even proven for yourself. So prove the narrative, and once you do, then vote on the bill.
I like that. Because
but you know that's me.
That's you're straight to the
very
point.
Very directive.
Very directive to the point. And I like that because at the end of the day, we have to worry as individuals. And I came when I was, we were born here. We thought this was a free country.
Yeah.
I can watch what I want. I could say what I want, basically.
I can listen to what I want.
I can listen to what I want to. And free speech is what it's all about. And I guess they think free speech is you go get a box and go stand out in the city court like they used to in the days.
Yeah.
And you might get 10 people listen to you. See, the problem with TikTok is you can get up what you say, and I can hear a million people can listen to you instantly.
Yeah.
And they can't control that. They can't pull the plug on you. They can't go kick the box out of there like they used to.
Yeah.
And that's what's scary in the world today. And that's me as a business owner and running this company, and we all talk about it, is the same thing that happens to us in business. They're putting so much pressure on us every day that they can come shut us down, because if we're not following their narrative, you know.
Yeah.
So pay attention when you're voting and when you're looking at things. TikTok's I feel like it's done nothing bad to me. I've had not one bad experience. Nobody's logged in my TikTok account and tried to steal my face or anything like that. They like my TikToks. They like my funny stuff, and I like their funny stuff. And I like watching these young entrepreneurs out there doing their thing. And heck, I hear they're making millions of doing these videos. And it's funny, and I like to get both sides of the story. I watch Trump stuff. And I like, there's this guy that I really pay attention to. He goes around and he says, Trump or Biden? And they'll say Biden. He'll ask why. Mm-hmm. And they'll give him his information. And they'll say, why Trump? He'll give him the information. And I like seeing where society's at, because I'm like, hey, I need to learn. I have an open mind, you know?
Yeah.
So anything else you got to throw out there? Justin, you got your little notes over there.
No, I'm good. I love the topic. I hope it's helpful. You control the algorithm. So, you know, if anything for me, whether it's TikTok or any of them, type in what you want to see, control your feed, you know, focus on the good things. But I also want to echo, you know, you, Chris, too. It's something that, you know, Sutton just said something at the ball field this weekend. My daughter, she was talking to me about her screen time. And she goes, Dad, I was, you know, 50% less screen time this week. And I'm like, where's that even coming from that mm-hmm. you're looking at that? Are they teaching that in school? Did mom talk about that? But the point is that the screen time that you have, you are in control of. And I'm sure, and occasionally 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 50 things that pops up on TikTok or any of these platforms is something that I traditionally wouldn't want to see, but you just swipe it. And you move on. But that's anything in life. That's human interaction mm-hmm. too, where I'm just like, I'm just going to choose to not hang out with you. Mm-hmm. Or I'm just going to choose to pick up and have a 15-second call, not an hour call. It happens with everything. I'm not quite sure why it's being policed. Other than that Trump-Biden example, I'm so interested in the Biden answer too. Not from a negative place, just because I want to relate and get in. You know, what is the other side thinking? How are they approaching things? What is their perspective? That's so important to me, and I hope it is to them too. And the nugget is, make that feed what you're interested in and you want to learn from what you're good at and maybe the other side of the aisle.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like,
that's awesome, Justin. That's a great call out on that. You know, pay attention to your competitors. You know, you got to pay attention. When I see that,
put them in your feed. Yeah.
When I see that Wingstop, I'm like, what are they doing? We got to copy.
You're
this.
Not mad. You're watching that.
No, I'm watching. What do they keep people? They did this thing recently that Wingstop's better than ranch than us. Hey, I'm flying up to Atlanta tomorrow and I'm in front of our board. I'm like, hey, does Wingstop really have better ranch? Because I don't think so, but are people saying that? Because we need to change our ranch.
It's the right question to ask.
Yeah.
But no, thank you guys.
Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate it. I'm speaking of TikTok. I see a dance I need to go do. The one that me and Clara.
That's the most funnest part of TikTok is the music.
If you want to see us do a dance, hit us up in the comments.
Listen, guys, if you're going to control us anymore and you shut down TikTok, don't shut down the dances. Just shut the political part out because that's what you're really getting at.
That's right.
It's not the dances, it's the politics. Yeah. Okay. Yes, thank you again. Appreciate you too.
All right.
Thank you. Y'all have a great week and appreciate you. And thank you for watching. Go hit that subscribe button, guys. Thank y'all.